Well, ISIS is now also in Libya. You'd be forgiven for needing an update on Libya. The northern African country has been off the radar, but in turmoil since a revolution brought about the fall of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. There are currently two governments, an Islamist one formed after militias seized control of Tripoli and Benghazi last August, and a democratically elected one forced to operate from the other side of the country. In the middle, ISIS and al-Qaeda fighting for control. This week, ISIS claimed a victory, seizing the coastal city of Sirte. But al-Qaeda-linked fighters in the eastern city of Derna declared holy war on ISIS after one of their leaders was gunned down. Marine Alivesi is a freelance reporter who's been covering Libya for the past several years and joins us now from Misrata. And Marine, how long has ISIS been in Libya, and what's the difference between ISIS and the al-Qaeda fighters there?
Well, if we're talking about Derna, first of all, which is in the east of the country, the city of Derna has always been a hotspot for extremists. There are jihadist groups linked with al-Qaeda that have had roots there for years, well before the revolution. The Islamic State has joined the fray quite later on, throughout 2014. What's interesting with the latest development in Derna yesterday is that clashes broke out after one of the leader of a rival jihadist group there was killed by gunmen. The murder prompted al-Qaeda-linked militants to declare a holy war against IS and to call on residents to rise up against the group. Beside the death toll, the violence killed 11 people, but beside that number, what the news really highlights, I think, is the strategic importance of Sirte for the Islamic State, because the playing field in Derna, if I might say, has always been crowded with several extremist groups, which until yesterday seemed to be sharing power. But yesterday's fallout might be a turning point, and IS might be ultimately driven out of Derna by these other groups. Even if they're not, Sirte really now stands out as the only place entirely ruled by Islamic State militants. Yeah. And they've been making quite a lot of ground there over the past few weeks.
Well, and just before we leave this, is it just a power struggle, or do the al-Qaeda groups and the ISIS groups have fundamentally different beliefs? I mean, we are hearing from al-Qaeda in the Middle East, north of you, that they reject a lot of the ISIS beliefs. So is it just power struggle, or is there something more going on?
Well, bottom line, what's happening in Libya isn't too different than the power struggles we've seen between different jihadist groups in Syria. If you talk to most Libyans, they might not differentiate between the Islamic State and other groups, even though the Islamic State, because of the brand name that it has become over the past few months, and the very high-profile videos, for instance, in Libya that have emerged of Christian migrant workers being slaughtered, that has really made IS specifically more of a threat than other groups that might have a similar ideology, but that are not seen as being so detrimental for the transition process in Libya and the future of the country.
That seems to be the criticism from al-Qaeda of ISIS. It's far more ruthless and more ideological. But go to the governing groups, the government in Tripoli and the government, the democratically elected government in the other side of the country in the east. We're reading a UN envoy is urging the two governments to come together to keep the country from collapsing, and it seems to be a lot of urgency behind that. Do those two governments have a common enemy in ISIS and al-Qaeda? I mean, do they have something to unite over?
Well, that's quite interesting, because actually the government based in the east, which is recognized by the international community, recently has made as chief of its army the general who has been campaigning against radical groups in Benghazi and elsewhere since May 2014. And the interesting point is that the other government based in West Libya, for months on end, have been campaigning against Khalifa Haftar. And that battle between those two government and those armed forces have led to a complete denial for months in West Libya of the threat of extremist groups. And even later on, when extremist groups and the Islamic State specifically started getting stronger and more visible, more disruptive in West Libya, there were still many officials who would say that those were quote-unquote fake IS, that this was not really a threat that it could be easily handled. And it's only since basically March that Misrata specifically has come to a head with Islamic State forces in Sirte. And we see the language shifting slowly, but shifting in Misrata with more and more people realizing that the Islamic State for now might be a bigger enemy. And this might actually lead to some kind of, if not reconciliation, at least some people are hopeful that actually in that war against the Islamic State, there might be the solution for a peace deal in between those two governments. One Libyan friend joked the fact that it reminds him of 2011, because if the Islamic State were to become enemy number one, then all of the political and tribal and regional fault lines between different groups would take a back seat, like it did in 2011 when the main enemy was Gaddafi.
That's Maureen Olivesi in Misrata, Libya, a country that is, as we're hearing, is on the brink of either falling apart or pulling together. Maureen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.